Good morning. I want to welcome you to our time of worship. No matter what day or what time of day that you watch this, we welcome you and we're so glad you're able to join us. Just have one announcement I want to make mention of today. We are going to have a Christmas Eve service, and it is going to be a virtual service this year, but we still invite you to be a part of that. We're going to have, as I shared the last couple of weeks, we're going to have several different special music, people that have shared with us in the past that may have moved on to other locations, but they're going to be with us, and so through video, and we're also going to be sharing the Christmas story, plus we're going to even have a candle lighting time, which you can participate in at home, and I'll talk more about that in a few days. But again, we just welcome you here, and we're going to start off this morning just a little bit different. We got a video. We've got several children from our church that are going to be sharing what Christmas means to them.
Merry Christmas. My name is Delilah May. My favorite song is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and the Unicorn Backpack. And I have a unicorn backpack with rainbows. And my favorite thing about Christmas is about Jesus' birthday, going to church on Jesus' birthday, bless everybody about Jesus' birthday. And we all give presents to somebody, and we love Jesus' birthday. And Santa comes on the 24th and the 25th, and we wrap people presents and then put it behind their little tree.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Burning Golden Down and Old Town Road.
Okay. What's your favorite Christmas present?
A red Mickey.
Red Mickey. What does Christmas mean to you?
Everyone won't get present anymore.
Okay. And what's your favorite part of Christmas?
We can get something for Christmas for me and Cole.
For you and Cole. Okay.
What does Christmas mean to you? What it means to me is love, joy, peace, and giving and having fun with family and friends.
I think Christmas is all about family and friends and being together with family.
I think Christmas is all about giving, because when you give, you feel good inside.
What's your favorite part of Christmas?
My favorite part of Christmas is, I would say putting up the lights.
My favorite part of Christmas is sharing presents.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
One of my favorite Christmas songs is Jingle Bell Rock.
One of my favorite Christmas songs is Jingle Bell Rock too. It's just so catchy.
The last one.
Do you have a favorite Christmas present?
Maybe a Christmas the years before, I think one of my favorite Christmas presents was my Barbie Malibu house.
And mine, my new fairy house.
Alright. You guys want to say Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas, Church of Matthews.
Merry Christmas.
Say a long Christmas to you.
Bye.
We're going to share just a little bit more about that in a few moments, but let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's just thank Him for our children and all the people that are involved in making this Christmas special. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You for the blessings You give us, for the blessings you have shown, not only today, but in the past few days, for the past week, the months, the years. They just continue to come. And so even though we get surrounded by so many things that are just in an uproar in many aspects of life right now, we thank you because you are there with us, and we praise you for that. And we commit our time and what we do here today to you. So we just pray all this in your Son's name. Amen.
Favorite Christmas song?
Jingle Bell Rock.
Favorite Christmas present?
Toy Wrestler Pets.
What does Christmas mean to you?
Family!
What's your favorite part of Christmas?
Having an elf on the shelf.
Favorite Christmas song?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Favorite Christmas present?
JoJo stuff.
What does Christmas mean to you?
God and Jesus.
Favorite part of Christmas?
Family.
What's your favorite part of Christmas?
Mine is Christmas morning, opening the presents with my family.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Bows.
Bows. Okay. Bells?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite Christmas present? Look at me.
A Sandman, Olaf, and Kristoff.
Okay. What does Christmas mean to you?
Ho, ho, ho.
What did you say? Hey, what's your favorite part of Christmas?
I'm out of here.
Hi. I'm going to tell about my favorite things about Christmas. My favorite song is Run, Run, Rudolph. Then my favorite present is JoJo Siwa Toys. And what Christmas means to me is family. And my favorite part of Christmas is making cookies and wearing Christmas PJs. Well, bye. I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Bye.
We live on the brink every day. We stand on the threshold between this world and the next one. We live and move between the ordinary and divine, between the mundane and the mystery. Too often, we forget to look up and see the angels in our living room. We forget that the love we give and live is a sign of eternity. God with us right now. Luke tells us that God's favor came to a girl, an ordinary girl. It might have been you or your daughter. It might have been the girl down the street or your grandchild. But the messenger of God came and greeted her, as recorded in Luke 1, and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." What a gift and a promise. Emmanuel, God with us. So we light these candles with hope, peace, love, and joy in our hearts for the promise of closeness, the nearness of God. Even when we forget to listen, to lean into that presence, God is as close as our own breath. This, in a confused and confusing world, is a peace that passes all understanding. These are the gifts that last forever.
To take a few moments here to bring forward those who are in need of some prayer this week, and just want to lift up particularly Norm White. He is home now. We should praise God for that, but he is going to need his time for recovery. Lloyd Hall, we need to keep him in prayers. He's got some health issues going on. Linda Markham, who fell and fractured her toe, I believe, in two places. And so also for those of our church family and our family and friends recovering from surgeries, and we've had several surgeries recently, so we continue to lift them up. But we also want to lift up also those many people that are dealing with COVID, that even the after effects of COVID that are really taking a toll on them as well as their caregivers and their loved ones. So we just put all that into God's hands today, and we just pray for a quick end to this. We are encouraged by possibility and the beginning of vaccines for everyone, and hopefully we will put this behind. But above all, we know God is in control. So all the things that we are thinking about and that is on our hearts and our minds, we're going to give to God right now. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so, so thankful for who you are, for what you do, for what you will do. You have blessed us in so many ways, even in this holiday season, this Advent season. You know, we've seen some examples of your power and your work, even in just sending a beautiful snow. I know that's hard to sometimes see that when you're having to deal with weather like that, but you created that to be beautiful, and we thank you for that, and we see that just as a sign of your love. So when we come here with all the needs that we have in our lives, the challenges that we face, we know that you are still working. We know that you care about each individual need. So for those who are struggling, for those who are facing an upcoming surgery, for those who are recovering from surgery, for those who are grieving the loss of loved ones, especially this time of year, and for those who are just suffering from an illness or disease or something that's going on right now, Lord, we thank you that you are with each one of them. We put them into your hands. We pray for your peace and your comfort and your strength to sustain them. And we thank you, Lord, that this is just part of your blessings on how we grow closer to you by trusting you. So we pray all this in your son's name. Amen. The last couple Sundays, I've talked about the aspects of Advent that have the power to change our lives with, you know, gifts from God like hope and peace and love. So today, as we begin this last week of Advent, just a few days before Christmas, I want to speak for just a few moments on joy, which is one more gift of Advent. Now, the truth, unfortunately, is that for many people, just like hope and peace and love, finding joy at this time of year can be very difficult in light of all the situations we found ourselves in. Instead, in many cases, we're fearful, we're disillusioned, and we're just plain tired. And that's why the scripture text that we read this morning has such a powerful message for us. And this is from Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. Now, the focus of this particular psalm recalls a memory for the Jewish people that, you know, when God led them back to Judah, back to Jerusalem, they had been in captivity in Babylon for 70 years, 70 long years. And so this day of homecoming was wonderful. And they remember these words. It says, our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. And you can practically hear their voices raised in excitement with these words. And yet other passages of Scripture we might read also that tells us that even though they were finally coming home, what they found when they arrived was a temple destroyed, the walls of the city broken down, the fields devastated and lifeless, countries in a mess, and enemies were still all around them. Life in Judah was definitely bleak. So why were they so joyful? How could those words be part of their vocabulary at that time? Well, I believe a key element, and that we're reminded of here, is that joy is different from happiness. And I know most of us have heard that before in some form or other, but let's just take another moment to really think about that. Because, see, happiness depends on good things happening. I mean, if I have good health, I'm happy. If the weather is good, I'm happy. If I get my car fixed and doesn't cost me very much, I'm happy. If Julie makes me a cake for my birthday, I'm happy. If I don't put on 5 pounds from eating the whole thing, I'm still happy. And it's especially true that when Julie is happy, I'm definitely happy. But the catch with all these things is that if they change, then my happiness changes too. It reminds me of a story and a little boy in church who kept turning around, smiling, waving at everyone. Now, he wasn't being obnoxious. He wasn't disruptive in the service. He was just smiling really big at everyone around him. Everyone was smiling back at him, enjoying his happiness. And suddenly, his mother jerked him around. And in one of those whispers that everyone could hear, she said, "Stop bothering people. You're in church." Then she gave him a little swat on his backside. And as the tears rolled down his cheeks, she added, "That's better." See, all of a sudden, all those feelings of happiness changed for everyone. And just like that, happiness can be so temporary, as it can disappear as quickly as it rises to the surface. But you know, joy is different. Because joy is a choice. It's a decision. It's an attitude. There's a popular Christian song from a few years back with the lyrics, "Nothing's going to steal my joy." You know, that's the attitude reflected in Jesus' words to his disciples in John 16, verse 33. He says, "In this life you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." And what this means is that just like the Jewish people in our scripture text, God did not work out everything for them before they arrived back. He didn't even change everything once they got there. In fact, there were many years and many hardships and disappointments that still lay ahead of them. And so the joy that was within their grasp actually lay both in their memory and the promise that God, even in the middle of everything, was still with them, and he would bring them through all their challenges. In other words, they remembered that God had delivered them before, and he would deliver them again as long as they continued to depend on him. As it says in verses 4 and 5 of our text, it says, "Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him." And in the same way, we too can have joy this Christmas or any time, even when our world is falling apart, even when disease and illness strikes, even when loneliness or depression is our constant companion, even when money is in short supply, even when a marriage or relationship is on the rocks. even when Christmas is far from what we want it to be. Because it's called rejoicing in partial blessings. And I call them partial blessings because just like the Israelites, we may not experience everything just as we would like them to be. Answers may not come in the time frame we desire. Solutions may not be what we want them to be. But they are still blessings, even if they aren't complete yet, because God is still working. Always working to bring us to where and what He wants us to be. There's a little story about a man who was given a priceless possession. And that possession was his deceased grandfather's gold pocket watch. And he treasured that watch. He took it everywhere with him. But one day, he simply couldn't find the watch. He searched and searched through the house, tearing through everything, becoming more and more upset, but no watch. Then he suddenly realized what he should do. So he stopped, and he became very still. And in the silence, he heard the watch ticking, and he traced the sound to the source. See, God has given us, each one of us, not only a priceless gift of joy in Jesus, but also as these candles of Advent remind us, gifts of hope, of peace, of love. And how easy it is to lose sight of those gifts and all the hurrying, all the worrying, all the stressing, and the problems and the conflicts we face. But you know, those gifts are always there. There for us to find if we will but stop and listen and trace these gifts back to their source. And we do that by remembering, first off, what God has already done in our lives. Answers already received, promises already fulfilled. And that's why it says in Psalm 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God." I mean, that says so much to us right there. Just stop. And then thank God for the partial blessings this Christmas and every day, because more will come every day. Thank the Lord for what He is doing in you right now, even if it's not complete. Have faith and confidence for the future. He will provide, always has, always will. Putting it another way, joy is trusting in God, even when you want to doubt. Joy is receiving from God all those things you want to reject. Joy is celebrating with God all those things you want to fear. And that's why these words from the Apostle Paul to the church in Rome are so appropriate in truly appreciating these gifts of Christmas. These words are from Romans 11, verses 33-36. And I want to read this from the Message version of the Scriptures. He says, "Have you ever come on anything quite like this extravagant generosity of God? This deep, deep wisdom. It's way over our heads. We'll never figure it out. Is there anyone around who can explain God? Anyone smart enough to tell Him what to do? Anyone who has done Him such a huge favor that God has to ask for His advice? Everything comes from Him. Everything happens through Him. Everything happens through Him. And everything ends up in Him. Always glory, always praise. Yes, yes, yes." So I encourage you, enjoy this Christmas, even if you don't have what you want. Even if your holiday traditions are disrupted. Even if you're alone. Enjoy Christmas. Not because of what you have or don't have, but because of who you have. Let's pray. Gracious God, again, we're so grateful and thankful for all you do for us. So easy to lose sight of that when, you know, even in years where we don't have all the turmoil that's going on, it's easy to lose sight of what this Christmas is about. May we not put our traditions, may we not put our families, may we not put anything ahead of what you mean. You are there. You desire our love. May we show that to you every day. We pray this in your son's name. Amen. Victoria Reynolds is going to come now and share a beautiful song of peace and joy.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voice. Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. The thrill.